Well, it's a frenetic final 15 or 20 minutes, Dean, but it's another away win for your side. How are you feeling tonight?
Hard to describe. As I just said to the lads now, I can't be any more proud of them. The work rate that they give and the shift that they put in, it was there again. And we'll look back at it, and it's something we need to look at massively. We got 2-0 up, and we need to be braver with the ball. We could have made passes, and we didn't. We got sucked in. Got pushed a little bit too deep, and they're the bits that we need to affect and we'll learn from. But you know what, the character again and the desire to arrive on things. If you didn't arrive on the first one, you arrived on the second one. And as I said the other night, the togetherness again in there, you saw that.
Let's talk about that. First of all, let's touch on it. This work ethic, this body's on the line. They will try not to let any goals go past them, won't they, your man?
Yeah, look, we're going about clean sheets. We want a clean sheet, and we're disappointed, and we've conceded towards the end, and it's not through fatigue, and it's not teams are overrunning us. It's just, we've just got, I think we look back and we'll strip it back to when we've got the ball, but can we make a better decision to make sure that the second phase doesn't end up in our box, or end up in the back of our net? And look, I'm full credit to them, to the man, they're outstanding.
Soaked up a lot of pressure throughout the 90 minutes, but you went ahead in that first half. I suppose fortuitous circumstances I would look at it at, but you'll probably say that Ginelli was bright to take that first time and finish.
No, look, as you said, it depends how you look at it. For me, the positive thing was that was the first time really we got on the front foot and put them under pressure. I mean, we know they played a good team. You don't look at the two results that they've just conceded against two teams that are definitely going to be up there at the end of the season. This was always a potential banana skin for us, and it was always going to be a difficult game. And they play good football, and they tried to move you around and make the pitch as big as you can, and play with the extra bodies in the middle of the park. So first 20 minutes, I don't know whether the delay of the kickoff, 20 seconds, well, 5 seconds into the game, the kickoff being disrupted for 5 minutes with Luke going down. I don't know whether that just, we just started slow on the back end of that, and it took about 20 minutes for us to feel our way into the game. We got into it, and as I said, the goals come from being what we thought, where we could set traps and go and play on the front foot and put them under pressure, and Gino's done his job. And yeah, look, you got a little nick on it, took you past the keeper, but that's football.
Yeah, talk about Zeli Ismail now. He came on for Gino in the half-time interval. Talk about sort of the good and the bad in terms of that goal he scored. You saw him score at Prenton Park. A lot of calmness and composure for your substitute. It was a fine finish as well.
Yeah, look, he's, as you said, look, it's... what can we affect? The first booking, that's something I need to have a chat with him about. Yeah. Silly. It's silly. The second one, you know why, he's a yard from the lad, and the ricochet hit him on the hand. One week it goes for you, one week it doesn't. They've had one in the box first half, and he's turned too close, not a good penalty. So it's the same distance with Ellie. Look, referee's giving him a second yellow card. It's the first one we can have a chat about, and that's where he needs to do better. But look, he's, as you said, he's in there disappointed, and he's apologised to the lads, but the lad has nothing to apologise for. He's scored the winning goal. Yeah, it's get us a difficult 10-15 minutes to finish with, but that's what they're about now. They made sure that him going off the pitch didn't affect the result, and full credit to the players. They had Zelly's back, and there'll be weeks when Zelly's going to perform and be the best player on the pitch, and he might be the difference for us going to get a 1-0 victory, and that's when he'll step up and he'll turn and say, I've repaid you back for what you've done for me at Rochdale.
So you look at the August as a whole now, and 4 wins, 1 draw up into the top 6. Has this month gone a lot better than you expected? How are you feeling in the early part of this season now, Dean?
Look, we're happy where we are. As I said at the beginning of the season, it was about making sure there was a progression and getting to 52 points as quick as we can, if I'm honest. Making sure this football club's not looking over its shoulder come March and April time. And got off to a good start. That's all we got off to. There's a long, long way to go. And as I said, we're in a good place, but we go again on Tuesday night. And it's going to be a difficult game, and there's one or two wounded walking around there. So look, we've got maybe one or two might come in, and then they got to stake their claim.
You welcome Macclesfield to the Bankses on Tuesday night. I suppose on paper you couldn't have hoped for an easier team. I use the word easy there, not lightly, because they will give you a test, won't they?
No, they will. They will. I don't think there's ever going to be an easy game of football. It's not like that anymore. And I know Yatesy really well, played with him, know he's like as a character, played against his team last season at Solihull. And as I stated about Solihull, from when he went in and the form they showed, they showed playoff form. And they went from being probably what was definite and certain to go down to the finishing mid-table. So it'll be a difficult game for us on Tuesday night, and it's something we need to get prepared for. We'll enjoy today. The lads will travel back. We'll do it right. We'll get ourselves ready, and we'll make sure we can go on Tuesday night and give the fans something they're happy to go on with.
Will that give you any sort of advantage, the fact it's similar to the Tranmere game, I think, as well, how you played them in the previous season with Wrexham, the fact you know Mark Yates, you know how his team will play?
No, look, not always. He's gone into a new football club. Different squad of players that he's inherited that have been going already there before he got there, so he may have to tweak one or two things from where we operate. So look, we'll cross that path on Tuesday night when we come up against it, but we'll look back, and we've had people watching them. We had Adam watch today in the last couple of games, and we'll go out there and do our best.
You're under the lights at the Bankses Stadium, and the real goal now, the ambition, will be to get through to the next round, where some of the even bigger Premier League sides come in. It'd be really nice to maybe welcome one of the Chelseas or the Arsenals of this world, wouldn't it, if you get through?
Yeah, look, you know what, it's as you said, one of the bigger ones in the Premier League. We didn't get one this time. We've got Maxwell, and it's going to be a difficult game, and they'll be saying the same things. They want to get through, and you never know what happens when you next time you're in the hat to get one of the big hitters. And all being well, it's us, and as you said, a little bit of luck and we can get a decent draw, and it's good for the club.
Home form so far has gone really well so far with that Plymouth and that Gillingham victory. It'd be nice to get a hat-trick of home wins.
Yeah, look, it's next game of football. Whether it's home or away, we want to go there, and we'll do our best, and the lads will give 110%, as been proven since the start of the season, and we'll do our best to try and get through, and all being well, we can do that.
Thank you, Dean.
Just have a word on the lads who came off, Josh and Morgan. Was it anything serious, or they all right?
Josh slipped first off, and he just felt his groin tighten up a little bit. And Morgan, it's very similar to what happened against Plymouth, the kid over the far side. When he's felled him, he's took a knee to the back of the hamstring, and he's just tightened up. So I'd like to think that they could be okay, but whether they're there for Tuesday night, we'll see.